Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wrap it up Wednesday.
I'll hold you and touch you.
Yeah.
Make a wrap it up song?
This is not a wrap it up song, because this is more like a wedding song, Solana. This is like something you would play for your, what do they call it, betrothed?
I don't know all the words, but it sounds good.
Is that the person you're marrying? Your betrothed? Betrothed? Text it in, 67974.
I know you ain't looking at me.
Isn't it? You've never heard that? Your betrothed?
I've heard betrothed, but I don't, yeah.
Yeah.
We just said married. You my wife, I'm your husband.
Isn't it your lawfully
holy matrimony? We did the basic stuff.
Married.
We did married.
Who is this? Sound like a Luther Vandross or something.
This is Teddy Pendergrass.
Wow,
Teddy and Pendergrass. Whitney Houston.
Wow. That is you are setting the bar high if that's the first song of the day.
That's love though.
Right, no, this is not wrapping it up. This isn't getting back to the room and lighting up the Italian restaurant candle, as I am known to do.
Yes, with the little net on it.
Yeah, with the little netting.
I thought Wrap It Up Wednesday was more of a one-night stand type music.
That's kind of what I thought the intention was. Again, this is more of a wedding song.
Yeah, this is a first dance.
Let's say betrothed. The person to whom one is engaged. So yeah, so this is something you would play for your betrothed.
That's deep.
Anyway, not how I intended to start. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. It is the Hockman and Crowder Loco Hour, $7.90 the ticket only up until 3 o'clock, and then we become the simulcast extravaganza today. And I say oftentimes we have a loaded potato, but today is going to be very special. Jason Jackson is going to be in studio with us.
Live?
Live in studio, starting at 4 o'clock, and however long he ends up feeling like hanging out is however long he'll be here. Jason Jackson's fun on the phone. He is even more fun in studio. And this is, I'm so wildly impressed by Alejandro Solana today. He has taken the fact that Jason Jackson's going to be in studio with us seriously. Jason Jackson, obviously you know him as the Heat host. He does the pregame, the sideline stuff. He does the postgame, all on Fox Sports Sun. He's been with the Heat, I think, 15 seasons now. But on Fridays, he does Ascot Fridays, yeah. Right? So if they have a game on Fridays, you see him prowling the sidelines. He's got a badass Ascot on, looking all good and smooth the way Jax can. So today, Alejandro Solana is wearing a sport coat, a button-down shirt, and an Ascot.
The Ascot's on his skin.
Something's wrong. I'm not even lying. I'm not saying this as a bit. Something's wrong. Like, I'm really applauding your commitment to the show and the guests and making Jax feel comfortable by wearing an Ascot, even though it's Wednesday. But something's wrong because when Jax wears it, I never see skin.
Mm-mm.
And when you're wearing it, I'm not even kidding, there's skin on both sides.
Double clavicle. We have double clavicle Ascot right now.
Double clavicle.
There's something wrong, bro.
There's something wrong. I honestly applaud your commitment, and he went out and bought an Ascot this morning. He didn't own one. Like, he was texting us. Hey, you have any idea you guys own an Ascot? You have any idea where I can buy an Ascot? Like he really was committed to Jax being here. But something's wrong because we don't want to see the clavicle.
No clavicle.
But if you want, I did post some video on my Instagram, which is Radio Mark Hockman, and the 790 Instagram, which is the Ticket Miami. You could see him. I'll get closer on the next Instagram video that I post so you could see and maybe help us correct what has gone awfully wrong on his ascot. But, yeah, Jason Jackson's going to be in studio with us. Tom DeAngelo from the Palm Beach Post, he's going to join us today. He's, you know, Palm Beach Post, the Heat are practicing in West Palm Beach, so he was up there yesterday for the start of training camp. Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald. He is going to join us. Bees, we had read some of his story yesterday that this Miami-Washington game a couple Sundays from now could be the most important game that the Dolphins have had in a decade and might have in a decade.
Yep.
Because if it goes wrong against Washington, you may not get Tua. And Tua might be this. See, here's this is the problem, because we kind of got into this yesterday. Do you believe Tua is a game-changing NFL talent?
I do.
I do, too.
Yes.
I think this is one of those guys you will rue the day if you miss him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think oftentimes there are guys that are coming out like that, that are such sure things. This guy, I think, is it. There's people that don't, obviously. I think he's it.
But no, but then even, like, there's Peyton, there's Drew, there's Andrew Luck. Like, he's one of those guys.
That's what I think.
And I don't understand when people question, when people argue about it. What have you seen out of Tua that made you question him? Like,
right.
The dude's a baller.
Like if you were worried about a deep throw, like, you've seen it this season. He
Beautiful.
Can throw the deep ball.
Well, he had 4 touchdowns last week. I think 3 of them were over 40 yards. Like, I question you if you question Tua.
Like, what is the shortcoming? Because he can extend a play with his legs if he needs to.
But doesn't want to run. He'll run when he has to, and
right.
He's successful at it.
Right. It's not, you know, Josh Allen who looks to run first.
No.
I haven't seen anything that, you know, and again, it's not a 4-game sample size. You've seen him do it, and you've seen him do it on the biggest stage.
Very high levels.
You know, for a pretty exacting head coach.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I just feel like this guy is the real deal.
It's not the RPO option team that the guy has to throw every now and again.
Right.
Do you understand that he plays in a pro-style I-formation offense, the stuff that the NFL does, the same stuff that we would want to get to, the same stuff that Tom Brady plays in with the fullback, tailback? Like, this is the pro-style prototypical quarterback that you want. He's not tiny. He's not 5'8". He's exactly
he's not huge,
but he's what you want.
Yes, like, I agree.
It's really like it's starting to get to me that people question Tua. I've watched him enough. He's on national TV enough. If you've watched the entire game of Tua and still question him, I don't know if you really understand what football is.
Here are some of the texts that are coming in. Sorry, guys, I disagree. He's on the best team with the best O-line and best wide receiver, but you can't punish him for that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and by the way, the best O-line and the best wide receivers are still not the best O-line. Like, they're not even the worst O-line in the NFL. Like,
no.
You're going to be playing with and look, I don't care who the quarterback is. If you can't protect him, he's going to be in trouble. Doesn't matter if it's Tua or Tom Brady or Peyton Manning, Brett Favre, Patrick Mahomes. Like, if you can't protect him, you can't protect him.
But then even that where, okay, he has good protection, but he delivers the ball beautifully. Deep throws, he drops it in. He has the power to throw on the rope in the windows. We've seen him do it all. The screen short game, the mid-range game, the deep game, extending plays. I understand he has a good old line in front of him. That left guard and that All-American right tackle are not going to deliver the ball to the wide receivers. He's accurate. He makes every throw, the deep outs, the 7 cuts, everything a quarterback has. The toughest thing a quarterback has to do, he makes it look easy. Crossbody throws. I can't say he's Patrick Mahomes with what he does, but he does not have to have both his feet set, because I remember a play last year that they play on ESPN all the time. When the defensive end hit his legs, he jumped in the air, threw the ball 25 yards to the back corner of the end zone opposite field to him, and dropped it right into his receiver. The guy is special. Are you at a point, Dolphin fans, where you question everybody's football ability?
I am blown away by the text machine, because most people do not think he's that special.
That's so crazy.
You can text us, by the way, 67974. Texts on Hockman and Crowder are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. This month, all new Toyotas are at clearance prices with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select models. What are you doing? You're hitting your computer.
You good?
I pushed the power button twice and it didn't turn on, so I'm now just going to slap the hell out of it.
That's a good idea. No, I would do that. Yeah. Anything?
Not working yet.
I think you also just knocked us off the air. Hello? Hello? Is anyone there?
Hey, right, man, slapping stuff works.
Let's get headlines. I was going to make a joke that was inappropriate, so I stopped myself. Let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana. The ascot-wearing Alejandro Solana.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a Radio.com sports station.
Derek Carr says Vontaze Burfict's, quote, heart is broken after he was suspended for the 2019 season.
Oh, poor Vontaze.
He broke enough necks. Maybe your heart being broken makes up for the next you break.
He got his heart broken. He wants to play football. Got to play by today's rules, Vontaze. Yes. That's the reality of it. Got to play by today's rules.
Jaguars quarterback Gardner Minshew, almost struggled with that one, will be limited in today's practice because of the knee injury he suffered late in last Sunday's victory over Denver. So he was limited, excuse me. And cornerback Jalen Ramsey won't practice at all because of the same back injury that's kept him from playing this past weekend.
My back!
My neck and my back.
My neck and my back.
I'm suing for $150,000.
Spinal.
We can settle out of court right now for $20.
My back.
Minshew's going to play. He's a gamer, baby.
Minshew will play. Jalen Ramsey is just, they're trying to.
Trade this, man. Get you a couple first round. I've heard there was two first rounders put on the table
for
him.
And they turned it down.
Come on, man. The man doesn't want to be there. What you going to do?
Well, you got him under contract.
Talk him into it. Be nice to edible arrangements.
My back hurts.
Edible arrangements.
My neck and my back.
Handles everything.
What else you got, Solana?
The Rays play in Oakland tonight versus the Athletics. It's the AL wild card play-in game. 8:09 p.m. start time. Yesterday was 8:08 p.m. Today, no longer a palindrome.
Wow.
8:09 p.m. Very
look at that.
Odd starting times. But tomorrow, the playoffs do officially begin.
All right.
In the MLB.
Let's go.
The Florida Panthers open their season tomorrow.
Let's go.
They're in Tampa Bay to face the Lightning. The Hawk and Crowder show will be at Funky Buddha Brewing tomorrow watching the game.
Right. We're going to go after the show. We're just going to drive down there. They've got their own thing going on, Funky Buddha Brewery.
Yeah.
Like they've got the Panthers, what do they call it? The Roar Corps. They've got the Roar Core.
That's what it is.
Roar Core.
Yeah, you don't know it, but it's okay.
Yeah. They're going to be there. It is going to be fun tomorrow night. But we're going to leave the show at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Probably take us, what, 30 minutes, 35 minutes to get down there?
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
Just say before 7.
We'll be there before 7.
There we go.
7 o'clock.
Sam
o'clock.
At 3 p.m. today, some more Champions League matches. Liverpool plays Red Bull Salzburg. Barcelona plays Inter Milan, Valencia plays Ajax, and Chelsea plays Lille.
All right. Anything else?
There we
finally,
go.
There we go.
A woman in Canada recently found a rare vintage Rolex in a couch she bought from a thrift store for $25. The watch is worth at least $250,000. She says she's going to sell the watch and get a boob job.
Yeah. All right. Good investment there. Good investment.
Man, I don't know.
First of all, you're going to have some leftover money because I don't think a boob job costs $250,000,
like
does
about
it?
About 10 racks.
About 10 racks.
Yeah. He still got 240.
10 racks for a new rack. There you go. If you do boob jobs, I just gave you a marketing slogan. 10 racks for a new rack.
And promoted on Hawkman and Crowder,
please. Would you ever spend $250,000 on a watch?
No. Dumbest thing in the world. I'll smack people that do it.
You do wear a watch, though, right? Didn't we discuss this?
Yeah. G-Shock, $60. I got a bunch of them at home. I got extra batteries. I bought bulk batteries. I'm going to wear them the rest of my life.
Bought bulk
batteries. I did.
Bulk watch batteries.
Man, because you go to, like, Walgreens, they have the single battery
at
for, like,
the
$14.
Walgreens.
Bucks. No, baby. I'm going to go to the Costco. I'm going to get me a 10-pack. I can wear this watch for the next 20 years.
Would you wear expensive jewelry, Solana?
Hell yeah. I'm wearing an ascot, Papa.
He is wearing an ascot. I just
don't know. What is $200,000 on your wrist do for you? It gives you confidence?
Well, if you have limitless money, then I kind of get it. Like if $250,000 to someone is $60 to you for a G-Shock, then I have no problem with it.
I wear a watch to tell time. It's digital. Like, I don't even want to look at the hands. The reason I got G-Shock is because it's digital and it's very sturdy and it's waterproof. Bro, I would wear a Kirkland watch. if I can find one that's waterproof and digital now.
I don't wear jewelry, so I can't cape up for jewelry, but I do understand where people like it because it looks good.
What does it do for you?
For me personally, it doesn't do anything for them.
It gets some attention.
Yeah, I mean, it's like wearing a Versace suit, right?
Get a better personality. That gets you attention.
I mean, you could get a suit at Brooks Brothers. You could get a suit at Target. They sell suits. You can get a suit at Versace. Like, there's a reason people like to wear expensive threads and like,
for their confidence.
I mean,
you need to buy confidence.
But you like Nike. You wouldn't wear New Balance.
No, I have a Nike deal.
No, everything's free. But you wouldn't wear New Balance.
If they were free.
I mean, you don't like the brand.
You give me 6 free New Balances in different colors, you know I'm putting them bastards on now.
Yeah, but it's why you wouldn't go to JCPenney, for example, to buy shoes. You'd go to Foot Locker to buy shoes because
JCPenney, I understand what you're saying. Like, I'm a Nike. I'm not going to wear a Shaq Dunk. I'm not going to Payless.
You're not getting the Starberries?
I'm not going to get the Starberry. I swear to goodness. But it's a threshold where why? Like 6 figures.
But you could do that.
Why?
You could do that with cars. You could do that with meals. Like, I don't
know. You can't do it with meals.
Sure you could.
That's right now, like, gratitude. Like, if I eat a steak or got one of them damn Wagyu steak, but them things are damn delicious.
Right, but you're trying to fill your belly.
My belly's not getting filled with a $200,000 watch, huh?
But a lot of people want to put something great on their wrist. Again,
for
I'm not,
who? For them or for somebody else?
Why do you
want
to fill your belly with Wagyu steak rather than cube steak?
Because I got to fuel this beautiful body.
You got to fuel what?
His beautiful body.
Tom DeAngelo is going to join us next. We're getting bogged down in the nonsense, in the weeds.
When it comes to tailgating, Publix always rises to the occasion. Football season's here, and this year Publix pulled out all the stops for football season. The Publix Ultimate Tailgate Party at the Hard Rock Stadium. We have 5 home games left. Come on out. We've had a great time in the first 3. You got to come between the south and southeast corner of Hard Rock Stadium every home game, and you will see how a tailgate party is really supposed to be done. We have all the game. We had the Connect Four. We have the corn hole. We have the tire toss. We have everything you want, guys. Foosball. We have food. We have a DJ. We have music. We have a good time. I'm out there, me and Chris Whittingham, doing the pregame show. Come and see how a tailgate's supposed to be with the Publix Ultimate Tailgate Party. And I got one last night for my wife. The new Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. It is a staple in the Crowder family's diet right now. It has crispy chicken tenders, boar's head bacon, crisp lettuce, tomatoes, cheddar cheese, and it's topped off with garlic parmesan sauce. It is delicious. Set off the tailgate with the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub, but be the king or queen of all tailgates with that Pub Sub, but just everything from the Publix deli. You've been going there for years. All the sandwiches, all the chicken wings. Those hot wings are delicious. The fried chicken, the rotisserie chicken. They have all the sides over there. The official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins is Publix. Set off any tailgate or watch party. They have platters that feed dozens. Drinks, ice, beer, chips, sides, snacks. They got it all. And busy moms, busy dads, I work 5 days a week. I coach on Friday nights. Sunday, I'm always with the Dolphins. Saturday, I want to spend time with my kids, but I want to enjoy a tailgate. I want to have a watch party. Publix will deliver. Go to Publix.com/Dolphin Subs. Order all your food for your tailgate. Publix will bring it to you so you can enjoy your family and enjoy a tailgate or watch party. It is on Publix this week, next week, all football season. Find all your tailgating needs at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
Somebody texts in, you got to get your suit from Goron. Go ahead, let's hear it. If you're going to get a suit, you got to get it from Goron.
We have 770 suits for the price of 3 suits. We have 17 ascots for the price of 1/2 ascot.
15 minutes of Miami Heat. We do it right about now every day. Tom DeAngelo from the Palm Beach Post joins us next on Hockman and Crowder.
G.I. Shazam Dino. They're going to do a little something for you real sexy, like, you know what I'm saying?
Real sexy on a Wrap It Up Wednesday, Hockman and Crowder. And when you're bringing on Tom DeAngelo, you got to get all sexy and sultry and all that good stuff. So here we go.
We got to get sexy for Tom?
Sexy and sultry. 15 minutes of Heat. We do it every day around this time. And Tom DeAngelo is a sports writer for the Palm Beach Post and he is on the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. The Heat are holding training camp up in West Palm Beach, and it started yesterday. And Tom was there yesterday, and we enjoy talking with Tom DeAngelo, and it's 15 minutes of Heat, so why not? Hello, Tom.
That is very disturbing, what I just heard. But
sexy and sultry music bringing you in. I feel like it was very appropriate.
Yeah. I do have to say, though, I am a little insulted that I wasn't picked as the guy that you think could revive somebody and save a life.
So it's a great call. So when was this? This was Monday. Monday, Solana had shared with us this story about a writer in St. Louis.
Not a writer, Derek Gould, who once worked for the Palm Beach Post and is a dear friend of mine.
Oh, really? Okay, so you know this guy.
Absolutely. So, very, very, very well.
Okay, so they're in the clubhouse. A videographer falls down, has a stroke, heart attack, or whatever, and Derek Gould saves his life, essentially, jumps in. And so Crowder and I, on Monday, we were asking the question, what South Florida writer would be able to save a life at a moment's notice? Crowder believes it's Joe Shad from your newspaper.
Oh, guaranteed.
And Tom, you believe it would be you?
Well, I will have to say, if you had a choice between Joe Shad, Hal Havib, and myself, I'd probably go Shad there, but that was a good pick. But I think, but I'll give myself a fighting chance.
Do you know CPR?
No.
Well, okay. Well, I'm going to
take you out. That kind of takes you out.
I got to take you out of the equation.
That knowledge.
Do we know that Shad knows CPR?
I feel like he's got the defibrillator. He's got defibrillators right in his car. He's got the paddles.
He's certified in Heimlich.
Yeah,
everything.
Yeah, he's got everything. He's got every type of blood in a bag in case someone needs a transfusion.
First aid
he
kits.
He is ready to go.
Yeah.
He's got the rare AB negative, whatever it is.
Wow, I thought the opening was disturbing. Okay, that's an HBO. 1 a.m. Movie.
Joe Shad's car is an ambulance. I don't know if you knew that. All right, 50 minutes of Heat. So did it feel like yesterday when you were at training camp for the Miami Heat, did it feel like a little bit of a resurgence? Like, hey, there's some life in this franchise again with Jimmy Butler being there and Spo getting the extension and Hassan Whiteside not being there. Like, did it feel like a resurgence?
Oh, absolutely. You think back, when's the last time, you know, it's been in 2014 when when LeBron James personally broke up the big three. Since then, Pat Riley's been looking for this type of foundational acquisition. He traded for Goran, which was nice, and it's been a great trade for the Heat, and Goran's been a terrific player, but nothing on this level. This is the guy that they've been going after. This is the type of player they've been going after. He's, you know, they've struck out on Kevin Durant, on Gordon Hayward, and you know, we don't know how any of those players would have been in Miami. And I'm not equating Jimmy Butler to Kevin Durant. That's for sure. But still, the type of guys they've been going after, and he finally got one. And what's amazing, guys, is he got one in the summer where we thought there's no chance they're going to be able to add anybody. They're so hamstrung. They're so over the cap. There are so many teams under that have so much money to spend, and you know, so there's no chance. And here they are. And this is the summer he got the first piece. Now this isn't the, you know, if the Heat want to become true contenders, there's got to be more out there to be done. But this is a great start.
And Tom, how does like Jimmy's, I would say, abrasive personality, like the way he approaches the game? We heard the story this morning. He was there at 4 a.m. doing a pre-camp workout to the workout and all that. How does that really, like, honestly affect a Justice Winslow or Goran or Bam or Kelly? Like, do those guys really embrace his different way of approach?
Well, yes, I think more is going to affect them on the court. I think these guys have been around, you know, especially Goran and Kelly and, you know, Justice now three, four years. I mean, they've seen it all. I mean, they've seen guys who, worked like crazy. Hey, you know, which I'm sure we'll get to a little bit more in this conversation, but there's a guy in the locker room that used to work out like crazy, and he's not there now because he didn't make the conditioning requirements. I mean, so they've seen all this, and this is just different. He's different. He's intense. He doesn't care what people think about it. He doesn't care who dislikes him. He doesn't care who likes him. You know, and he was great in his press conference on Friday. And what I think the Heat will resonate with the Heat more than anything is this type of attitude where, I mean, sure, guys all say that, you know, we want to be the most hated team. I don't want guys. I hated the Heat when I played against them. Now I want teams to hate us when I'm playing for them. But coming from him, it's just, this is the type of guy he's like. You know, he has been, in my years covering the NBA, we never covered a team he was on, obviously, but you've always heard how he was nobody liked the guy. He was just a disliked guy. Even a lot of teammates, who he doesn't care. His teammates didn't like him. He didn't care. He didn't care if he stepped on toes and he called out people. He just didn't like him. And it just seems to me this is an organization that will fit in with. And this has always been Pat Riley's mantra. You know, most of this like nasties, taught us working, blah, 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 team in the NBA. And this is kind of a guy that you look at it. And Dwayne Wade had said this through the years, that he was a guy they always thought would end up here because he kind of exemplifies what this team is about.
Tom DeAngelo is with us. He writes sports for the Palm Beach Post. I do believe that about Jimmy Butler. I think he exemplifies, you know, what is the Heat culture and whatnot. Now, on the opposite end of that spectrum, how surprising is it that James Johnson didn't meet conditioning requirements?
I mean, when you take some guys in a team, would you have been surprised if you mentioned the dearly departed, if it was like Hassan Whiteside last year, or if it was Dion Waiters.
Right.
Or, you know, but no, I mean, this, yes, it is. This is a guy, and I wrote my column that ran in today's paper and I posted yesterday that everything we were saying about Jimmy Butler yesterday is what we were saying about James Johnson a year into his tenure here, because he had worked himself through his dedication on and off the floor. He had become... he had gone from being a journeyman to a guy who was given $60 million by the Miami Heat because of what they saw in him on and off the floor. It is very surprising. And I'm sure the Heat privately are feel let down. They said all the right things. You know, I mean, they didn't really get into it. They just gave us a statement and they said, okay, you know, Jimmy's working and we'll tell, you know, when he's here and when he gets here, you know, he'll get here, but he's getting working to meet the standards. But I know privately they're disappointed and feel let down by the guy, and a guy who was their captain. He was one of the three captains the last 2 years. Which leaves the great question is will he be a captain going forward? It's shocking, you know, and not to the point, and it's not even the fact that, okay, whatever he did, you'd think that, okay, if he missed a time somewhere in a some kind of timing in a gasser or it didn't, or I don't know, just it was something that just, you know, he'll be able to reach this soon. So let him just work on the side. Don't let him practice. Bring him here and we'll monitor. We'll see him working and getting in condition and working. He's not even with the team. He's not in the team hotel. He's back in Miami. It's very surprising. I don't remember this happening to another player ever in all the years, you know, since Pat Riley took over the team.
The only captain he could be is Captain Crunch. Hit me with the rim shot, Solana. Go ahead. Come on. Sugary cereal. Overweight. Here we go. All right. Not exactly a rim shot, but we gave it a try.
Tom, exactly what you're saying. I'm with you. The sell on James Johnson, the Karate Man stuff, like he was all in. Could this be affluenza? Because he was signing 1 year, $5 million, 2 year, $8 million deals, and then the Heat give him 15 a year. Like, could this be fat and happy James Johnson?
Fat, yes.
I don't know what else. You know, since he signed that, he certainly not been the same player. I know he's been a little bit injured prone and doesn't get the sports hernia. He's had a few things that have reduced his playing time, or, you know, has missed some time because of it. I've got to think so. I mean, this guy was an MMA athlete. He was like 17-0 in MMA bouts or something like that before at one point in his career. So it's not like he doesn't know what it takes to get in shape. Doesn't, and he, you know, he's done this, but this is his fourth year in Miami. So I, what else can you look at it, Crowder? I think it definitely has something to do with it. You know, you can't tell me if this was a, you know, sort of 3-year deal and he was looking for one more big time. You know, it was a 3-year deal and he was making $5 or $6 million a year and he was looking for one more paycheck and this was his final year. He'd be in this condition. There's no chance. So, yeah. This was money he never came close to seeing in this league. And all of a sudden, he really has not been the same player since he signed that contract.
Yeah, I asked that because after he got paid, I tried to shake his hand in the club on South Beach, and he left me hanging. So I'm not a big fan anyway, Tom, to be honest.
And I'm tired of making jokes of him because this dude's going to kick my ass all over the floor.
He got to catch you first. Move to the left 3 feet.
I will say to a man on that team over the last few years when I've been in that locker room, we talked to teammates that this, you know, if there was one guy that you'd want you want your back in a fight if something broke out on the court, you're running, you're standing behind James Jones.
Right. Yeah. Don't tell him I made the Captain Crunch joke. That wasn't me. That was Solana.
You can tell him we can tell him we wanted to get a Postmates tattoo.
Yeah, Uber Eats, something on his neck, you know, add to the collection. Anyway, that didn't come from me. That came from Crowder. 15 minutes of heat. Tom DeAngelo, read his work in the Palm Beach Post, palmbeachpost.com as well. Thank you, Tom.
Appreciate it, guys. Talk to you soon.
Go find someone to save with CPR or something. Go take a CPR course online.
I got to take a course first.
You got to go over to Joe Shad's house.
Ask Joe Shad. He's probably
– Joe Shad's done a heart transplant before at a moment's notice. See you, Tom. Tom DeAngelo from the Palm Beach Post. Omar Kelly tweeted at me, the way Mark Hochman describes Joe Shad, I'm starting to think it might be the sequel to Dexter. It's just like, you know, unassuming writer by day. But honestly, you need a liver transplant? I got Joe Shad on speed dial. He'll handle this. No problems.
Kitchen right, knife.
There you go. 15 minutes of heat. We do it every day around this time. You turn on the news, and in South Florida, weather's always a big deal. I'm looking out the window. There's some rain right now. Hurricane season this year has been no different. So anyway, if you're thinking about your house, you're thinking about the weather, and there's rain, and you're thinking about your roof, when you think about your roof, first thing that should pop into your head is my friends at All American Roofing. If you've noticed a roof leak or some discoloration in the ceiling in any of the rooms in your house, you know, maybe the last few hurricane seasons, you've lost a roof tile here and there. You don't want to let that become a major, major problem. All American Roofing is the way to go. They've been in service for almost 30 years. They've got a team of licensed and insured roofing contractors, and they're always available to provide the best in customer service. We used All American Roofing, my wife and I, to re-roof our entire house in 2005 after Hurricane Wilma. They've got emergency services available 7 days a week. They're always there to help. So whether you need a brand new roof or just a repair, estimates are always free. And they use Y-Green financing. If you need home improvement financing, Y-Green makes it easy and affordable to finance the home improvements you want, providing increased security, savings, and comfort. Your home, like for most people, quite likely your most precious investment. So Y-Green takes a more personal and inclusive approach to home improvements financing for energy efficiency upgrades and climate resiliency. Call All American Roofing today, 954-772-ROOF. That's 954-772-ROOF, or you could check them out online at allamericanroof.com. We'll take a quick break and come back with more Hochman and Crowder. And we never want to lose the Loco Hour, Hochman and Crowder. Once again, 790 The Ticket, the radio home of the Miami Heat, will broadcast the red, white, and pink game scrimmage. Starts at 4 p.m. Sunday at the arena. The opening tip for the Heat Help Cure campaign. Join the ticket, the Heat, and help find a cure for cancer. Do it while getting an up-close look at the Heat scrimmage. Proceeds benefit cancer research and discovery at Miami Cancer Institute. So join us in our quest to build a world without cancer. Visit heathelpcure.org to learn more. All right, today is going to be fun because around 4 o'clock, Jason Jackson is going to join us here in studio. And Solana is wearing his ascot right now, and he's ready to greet Jax with the love and affection that only a person wearing an ascot can do. I know a lot of Heat fans are excited for Ascot Fridays. They look forward to it every year. So I'm looking forward to the Heat season starting.
Yeah.
When does the season start? When's the first regular season game? Do you know?
October 24th, I believe, but I'll double check.
Double check that. Because the Panthers season starts tomorrow. Crowder and I have mentioned several times, after the show tomorrow, we're going to drive down to Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room in Oakland Park, and we're going to watch the Panthers opener. Me, you, Dan Day from our radio affiliation side. Solana's going to be there. Is it the 24th, the Heat opener?
23rd, they host the Grizzlies at home.
Okay, 23rd. So 23rd, and you got the 3rd.
Come on a Crowder beer tour.
Yes.
Just come on up to me. Ask me what kind of beer you need, what you like. I can explain to you exactly what you need.
It's almost like Epcot. It's like Epcot, except Crowder will take you on a tour around the world of Crowder beers.
Come on up here. What you like? Hoppy? Smooth? What you like, baby? I'm going to take you on that.
Give it all.
And the food, too? Oh, my goodness gracious.
Anyway, Jax is going to be in studio with us around 4 o'clock. He's going to tell us a little bit about his Jax Celebrity Roast, which is Dwayne Wade this year.
Yeah.
Was it Jason Taylor last year?
Yes, I did it. I was one of the roasters.
I mean, those are two of the most A-list celebrities that you could get to sign on to one of these things. Jax has some cachet in this market.
First year was DJ Iree, second year was JT, and now 3 is for 3 with Dwayne Wade. He got something going now.
He's got something going there.
And the event is amazing, too.
Yeah.
I had a good time.
Yeah, he's going to join us 4 o'clock in studio, talk about that.
I'm never going to get invited back. We'll talk to Jax about that a little
bit
more.
You're gonna give him the business?
I ruined my chance. No, when I did JT.
I know what you did.
Oh, I ruined my chance of ever getting invited back.
You can't come up there with D. Wade on that panel and start talking the way you were about you.
If he called me up, I'll roast Wade's ass, too. I had old people walking out the room. Really?
You're proud of that?
I saw two old couples. They couldn't deal with it.
I deal with it every day.
Why is his vocabulary so vulgar?
Every day.
Ass out of here.
Every day. Bill Barnwell wrote something last week on ESPN.com about the Miami Dolphins. I found it to be unbelievably interesting. Now, it's a real deep dive. It's a deep dive into everything the Dolphins are doing. If you want to read it, it's at ESPN.com. You got to set aside 30 minutes. I'm telling you, it's like a real deep dive. But there's one part that I thought was super, super interesting, which is that the sub headline in that part is how long will it take to get back to the playoffs, talking about the Dolphins. And he says one other frustrating reality of tanking is that there's no timetable on when things will turn around. Getting a promising young quarterback is great, of course, but the Colts were never able to parlay Andrew Luck into a Super Bowl trip. Trubisky and Deshaun Watson haven't yet won playoff games. Neither has Matthew Stafford, Jameis Winston, and Sam Bradford, both first overall picks. Jameis and Bradford have combined for 0 playoff berths over 13 seasons in the league. So Barnwell writes, history tells us that it takes time for the absolute worst teams in the league to rebuild their roster to the point where they're competitive, even in the era of a salary cap. 12 teams in NFL history have lost 15 or more games in a season. 2 of those teams were the Cleveland Browns, 16 and 17, whose future still remains unknown. I mean, obviously they're better. I don't know if they're a playoff team. The track record of the other 10 teams suggests the Dolphins could be in for a wait. The other 10 teams that have 15 or more losses, those teams took an average of 3.7 years before they returned to the postseason. If you set the standard for completing a rebuild as a postseason win, the 10 organizations averaged more than 7.5 years before celebrating a postseason victory, and that number is rising. The worst-case scenario belongs to the 1980s Saints, who went 1-15. It took New Orleans 7 years to post a winning record or make it back to the postseason. Jim Mora's teams made 4 postseason appearances without winning a game. It took them 20 years from their 1-15 campaign to win their first playoff game in franchise history. On the other hand, Bill Barnwell writes, three teams, the 1989 Cowboys, the 1996 Jets, and the 2001 Panthers, won a playoff game just 2 years after their 1-15 seasons. The Cowboys are the most interesting team of the three for a couple reasons. For one, they tanked before the term was even introduced. Long before analytics were widely adopted across professional sports and studies suggested that teams were smart to trade down, they did the whole Herschel Walker thing. The other interesting element with those Cowboys, Jimmy Johnson was the only coach from this bunch who ran the team during their 15-plus loss season and then remained in charge long enough to win a playoff game with the same team. Every other coach was fired by the time the team got good, which is also true for teams on our list that haven't yet won playoff games after their dismal campaign. And he writes later on in it, all of this leaves Flores in an awkward situation. The former Patriots defensive coach has publicly suggested that the Dolphins aren't tanking. Owner Stephen Ross hasn't been a patient man since taking over for Wayne Huizenga. No coach has finished a fourth season under Ross's ownership. Reports have suggested that Ross was on board with the rebuilding plan. He's surely been consulted as the Dolphins have made all their trades to shed talent. But Browns owner Jimmy Haslam was all in with the analytics-driven movement until his team went 1-31, and then he fired Hugh Jackson. So he says Flores is stuck with the toughest part of this rebuild. It's not his fault the Dolphins spent years drafting poorly while spending too much money in free agency to try to plug holes on a below-average team. But what is going to happen to Flores? He writes Flores knew all this when he took over, of course, and it speaks to his own mental toughness that he chose to take the job anyway. But he writes the odds are certainly against him. It's interesting. This deep dive by Barnwell, it's worth a read if you're a Dolphins fan, but the numbers there are staggering, right? Because I keep saying I could see them turning it around next season. They have so many draft picks, so much cap space. I keep saying next season, next season, next season. The numbers do not bear that out.
But it would be the best case scenario is Andrew Luck. They go 2-14 in 2011. They get Andrew Luck first pick of the first round. The next season they're 11-5. They lose the first. They lose in the wild card.
Right.
And then they go 2013, they win one game in the playoffs and lose one. And then 2014, they go 2-1 and lose in the divisional round. Super Bowl, I understand. But just think about that. After Andrew Luck was added to a 2-14 team, their next three seasons, 11-5, 11-5, 11-5. As a Dolphin fan,
you
I
take
would
that,
be
right?
ecstatic to go 11-5 3 years in a row.
But, like, when do you need a playoff victory? Like, what's the timetable if you're sitting in a conference room and you're suggesting to Stephen Ross, hey, here's the course of action. We're going to shed all of our talent. We're going to get draft picks. We're going to draft a great quarterback. And he says to you, okay, when do we start winning playoff games?
2 years from now.
2 years from now.
Because you have five first and second rounders this year. You have five first and second rounders next year. You have 25 draft picks.
All that cap space.
You have $150 million this year and 12 draft picks. Next year you have 13 draft picks, and you're going to have some of that money left over. That's when you have to capitalize. 2021 season, I think that's when Brian Flores has to do something or he gets fired.
And that's fair, right? I think 2 years, I mean, that would be great. And I think Dolphins fans would be on board with that, right?
Yes.
If I said to you, because I called it the hamster wheel. Yeah. Been on the hamster wheel for a decade, two decades. Give me this season and tell me a couple seasons from now we're going to be winning playoff games? Yeah, I'm in.
2020 season, you're 9-7, 10-6. 2021, after you add those another two first-rounders, three second-rounders, you're into that 11-5, 12-4 range.
Tom Brady's retired.
He's hanging it up. You're winning the AFC East. No, seriously now. Think
right,
about the window.
Right.
That's when you're winning. You're double-digit wins within 2 years. That is what we're looking at. I don't know if people are excited by that, but the Andrew Luck I don't go against analytics. I'm not one of those dumb guys, but the numbers show themselves there. The best case scenario is the Andrew Luck to Indy situation.
Now, as someone points out via text, they had a pretty good foundation already. Yes. But I think the Dolphins have more room to utilize cap space and draft picks than Indy had as well. We're going to talk Dolphins with Adam Beasley in the 3 o'clock hour. Like I said, Jason Jackson's going to be in studio in the 4 o'clock hour. Get the simulcast rolling in a few minutes too. We got a big old Wednesday show planned for you. Wrap it up Wednesday.
As you listen to that big Wednesday show, you should go down to Loop Back Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Listen to what this beautiful show, one of those beautiful Chevys that my man Eric Nunez has on the most amazing lot in the nation. Go holler at Eric Nunez and his amazing staff with that award-winning lineup of cars and trucks down at Lubac Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. They will save you thousands more than any other dealer in the nation. Not the city, not the state, in the nation. And I've seen dealers leave their dealership to go to my homeboy Eric and get cars from Lubac Road because Eric can hook them up. Think about this. Better than they can hook themselves up. Lubac Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet is your Silverado headquarters. And guys and gals, if you love pickup trucks, go check out these new Silverados. You will fall in love. Find new roads, but don't overpay. Get incredible deals every time you go down and holler at Eric and his staff at Lubac Road. And if you're in the market for a new car, just do me a favor. Go holler at Eric. Go see the car. Sit in them. Test drive them. Take you a nap. You will love it. You'll see how dealerships really supposed to be run with an award-winning team and an award-winning lineup of cars and trucks. They're conveniently located at 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway. And trust me, I go through this all the time. I've bought two cars from Eric. I have people that go down there, and after they leave, they say, man, he watched out for me. I'm telling you right now, he's going to watch out for you. It should not be a surprise. 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway and online at CoconutCreekChevrolet.com. Lubac Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, find new roads.
We are doing it, Papa. Having some fun on a Wednesday. You're down with the tanking, right, Solana? You've never seen... Have you seen a Dolphins playoff victory?
I think the last time they won in, what, 2000, right?
You were,
I was 6 years old.
All right. Yeah. I mean, again, Stephen Ross said it. The definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over. They've tried a million different ways to become relevant and victorious, and it's eluded them. They went to the playoffs a couple seasons ago, right, with that Pittsburgh wild card game.
Yeah.
He wants to win on a regular basis. I think they're doing it the right way.
I think Solana was lame when he was 6.
Well, isn't everybody lame when they're 6?
I was a G at 6.
At 6?
Bro, what?
Bro,
Did you hear the stories?
I've seen your high school picture with that raggedy-ass tie and that hairstyle. I don't think you were a G back then.
I was never materialistic, but
six
I was still a G.
Years old as a G? I don't think so,
I had me a 22-year-old girlfriend at 6.
I tell you what, Solana looks like a G with that ascot. You like that look, don't you?
I'm feeling myself right now.
Yeah,
man. Like,
he likes
seriously.
That look. He likes that look. We'll see what Jax has to say. Jax is going to be in studio. We'll see what he says about how well or not well you pull off the ascot look. All right, lots planned in the 3 o'clock hour. Again, Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald, Jason Jackson at 4 o'clock in studio. As we endeavor to take all the stations, Papa, we take a quick break. Hockman and Crowder simulcast begins next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.